The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Did you say Michigan has five practice fields?
Yeah, five. They have five artificial
fields. They only won five games last year. One per game.
You know, I'm watching the Big Ten Network here during the break.
Yes.
Okay, and they got Ohio State.
Yes.
Okay. And first of all, Ohio State looks pretty damn awesome. And from what I understand from the Big Ten Network folks, this is like the hottest stop on the tour. I mean, it was like 100 degrees in Columbus. This was that muggy week a week and a half ago.
Right.
I'm watching Terrell Pryor do his gassers, and he's just like doing, you know, doing like half power. I mean, he's running like a million miles an hour with hardly any effort. That kid is one specimen as an athlete.
How would Rich Rodriguez's stay at Michigan have been different if he had landed Terrell Pryor?
Just watch him do a gasser here at three-quarter power. Half power is just unbelievable. It would be a whole different – Tate Forcier, the Tater versus – Terrell Pryor last year would have made a couple more wins at least, maybe even three more wins.
Do you think it would have been a difference with Terrell Pryor and Stephen Three?
Stephen Three.
I think that would have mattered.
This is going to be the third quarterback now when D-Rob steps in.
Hey, Stephen Three might play some this year, right?
Stephen Three's out of the program.
Is it Arizona, right?
Oh, you're talking,
Arizona State. He's at Arizona State.
Is that where he ended up?
And Nick Foles might play against each other.
Really?
Yeah.
The Michigan State throwaway.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Exactly. You had another point you were going to make before we go out to our callers.
Well, I mean, I just looking at Ohio State, I mean, watching
You said
them,
they paint the end zones.
They're just whizzing away money, I'm just saying. The facilities here are unbelievable. You got to paint the end zones for your practice field. It's uncanny.
393-3700.
Quarter of $1 billion of money went.
It all goes to paint. 393-3700, the number to call. Let's go out to our phone lines. Let's try Don from DeWitt. Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Just fine.
Fantastic.
Tom, I hope I'll be on the guest list when you finally open up the door.
Oh, yeah.
Crawford Indoor.
Gonna have a big old party there.
Yeah.
I gotta clean the carpet though first.
It's like the christening of the new big house. I gotta expand.
Yeah, have
this
an
thing.
Open house. Yeah, heck yeah! As one of our regular callers, D from D, you will be there.
Oh, outstanding!
Yes.
I'll look forward to that for sure. I'll bring the libations.
Yeah, there you go.
Now I gotta tell you, Don. It is not as big as you might imagine. It's more
it's called Crawford
Indoor. It's like seeing
indoor,
a basketball game at Duke.
Well, because it's called Crawford Indoor Stadium, and Eckersley was there and paying homage to Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Yes, it's intimate.
It's intimate.
Well,
yes.
And in
four wide TVs, though.
In that regard, Tom, I borrowed from you, and my buds refer to my man cave Spartan Shrine as straight indoor. So,
there you go.
It sounds like you've definitely got me beat as far as TVs. I understand you've got multiple screens.
Well, I go four wide. I'm doing the multiple off. I'm spreading the field wide.
How many TVs do you have, Don?
House wide or just downstairs?
Just downstairs.
Just the one.
You got to go four wide. You got me
analog TV.
You have this thing. It's called a clicker.
These are analog TVs.
You can go back and forth.
No.
Picture
no.
in picture.
No,
you ever heard
I
of that?
I want to watch four games at one time on Saturday
night.
You
can't even watch one and know what you're looking at.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I come home from Ann Arbor. I want to watch four wide. I want to see
the
SEC.
No, when you come home from
Big
Ann Arbor,
12,
you don't want to watch anything lately.
When they lose, usually
you go right to bed. That's it. You say, Tina, don't bother me. It's 7 o'clock.
No.
I'm tired.
Saturday night.
I'll see you Monday.
Hey, Don from DeWitt. Saturday night, 7:30, SEC football. Get a pizza. You can't beat it.
Oh, absolutely.
You cannot beat it.
As much as I love going to the Spartan games, I like it equally when they're away. And
there you go.
Me and my buds can dig in and watch a whole slate of games.
I'm right with you on
do
that.
Do some food and some drink and
I don't like
a little camaraderie.
Home games. I'd rather have them on the road and watch them on television.
But you know what else is a lot of fun? Road trips.
Absolutely. Yeah. Me and my bud, or a good Spartan bud of mine, are going to do Iowa this year.
Oh, good. Have you been there?
No, never. It'll be a first time in
that
long
trip.
Yeah.
Great trip.
Well, we did Nebraska back in the day, so that was the ultimate long trip.
Oh, you were at the 51-10 shellacking?
Oh, yeah, and it was just the nightmare we anticipated. but we had to go there and see a game. But, yeah, I've got a picture of me dug in a three-point stance at the end there as a trophy. I mean, Friday before the game, and you can tell
love
it was pre-9/11. The stadium was wide open, and
I feel like this is an episode of The Journey or something.
Hey, you know, I got a funny story for you about that. You know, you talk about that game in Lincoln, and the first game of Nick Saban's career.
That was East
against
Lansing.
Nebraska here,
yeah,
and they got absolutely
hammered,
shellacked.
Yep.
And that was the game afterward where Nick Saban said his team quit, and someone in the back said, "Yeah, I bet you wanted to too." and then it was Monday, and you know Nick had a way of looking at you and made you feel like you were absolute. Your IQ was about 3, and someone said to him, "Well, you know what? There's a bright side to this. You get him again next year in Lincoln." And Saban looked at the guy and absolutely wanted to have him tested.
Give him that Lloyd Carr stare down, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that game also brought out the famous Brook Trout comment, saying some of his players had a Brook Trout look to their eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for the call,
Don.
Show,
I appreciate
guys.
It.
Take care.
Yeah, you know what else happened in that game, the one in East Lansing?
Well, actually, the one in East Lansing was a 51-10.
Let's get your scores right. Yeah, I thought you had these Michigan State blowout scores.
They shrunk the margin a little. I think it was like 42-14 the next year. It was closer.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was. No, it was up at a 50.
It wasn't a 50.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
they served up a couple of 50 points.
Yeah, they got 100 between the 2 years. Yeah.
Gotta love the Huskers.
But you know, the joke about that was when they were here in East Lansing, and you know, they bring in this guy. Nobody knew who he was. They couldn't find him. And it's Amon Green, and he's going down the sidelines for about 80 yards. But Lawrence Phillips had so much fun.
What a head case.
That he didn't even have to shower. I mean, and they said, well, you know, he goes home and he grabs this woman by the hair and yanks her around and got in all this trouble. And, yeah, you know, he was a mess.
Yeah.
Can't say many good things about him. But one of the points was that he didn't get enough of a workout.
I remember the holes in that game.
Oh.
Cavernous.
Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
Evelyn could have scored from 50.
When we get back, we're going to talk with Michael Rosenberg, and we're going to talk about a bunch of things. But I guess first and foremost is divisions.
Yeah,
I want to talk about these divisions.
About that this week, how that's going to be broke.
This was his idea, what he thought should happen or what would happen.
What he thought it was going to break down. And you know.
Well, I don't like his divisions.
Why? I think they're fine.
No, I don't like the division.
I don't agree with a lot of things, but I like his division.
No, I don't. I think it should be geographically done. I don't think Penn State's a Western school.
Nah.
And I don't think you can predict. Who could have predicted that Michigan would be down? Who could have predicted that Penn State?
And that's just temporary.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Maybe.
It's temporary. You know it. They're not going to be down.
We don't know that Penn State's going to be up forever. They could go down, too. Penn State could go down, too.
I would be shocked.
You're saying just because they have big stadiums.
No.
So you just want to balance out
great
the stadiums.
Great feeder system in Western Pennsylvania, all those great high school
You just
players.
Told me about how Pennsylvania wasn't the same. All right. We will talk with Michael Rosenberg of the Detroit Free Press coming up. We'll try to get to the bottom of this Big Ten division setup and what's going to happen. And we're going to find out very soon. The Big Ten's going to take some action on this coming up. We'll be right back. 393-3700, the number to call the Jack and Tom Show. 1320 WILS.